Fed cattle trade got underway in the Southern Plains Tuesday at softer prices. Total red meat and poultry production is forecast higher next year, but beef production is projected lower. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 9th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade started the week at lower money Tuesday. Live prices were $2 to $4 lower in the Texas Panhandle at $108 a hundredweight and $2 lower in Nebraska at $108, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. That was on slow trade and light demand. There were also a few dress sales in the Western Corn Belt at $168, but too few to trend. Last week, dress trade was at $172. The five-area direct-weighted average fed steer price in November was $108.85 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $2.20 more than the previous month, but $6.50 less than the previous year. The weighted average steer price in the beef was $170.34 for the month, which was $2.87 more than the prior month, but $12.20 less than the prior year. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed on Tuesday, finding some stability following the strong retreat in the previous session, perhaps helped along by softer grain futures and despite free-falling wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed an average of 14 cents lower, except for unchanged to 17 cents higher in three contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 45 cents higher, except for 22 cents lower in spot jam. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $5.78 lower Tuesday afternoon at $225.02 a hundredweight. Select was $4.06 lower at $205.42. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 6 to 12 cents lower through SEP of 21 and the mostly unchanged to 2 cents lower. Results from just a couple of weekly Tuesday auctions were available at press time. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steers and heifers sold $5 to $10 higher at Unionville Stockyards in Missouri. The exception was steady to $5 lower for heavy yearling steers. There are 2,127 head on offer. And all feeder classes sold mostly steady at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky, where there are 1,671 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday, apparently buoyed in part by the rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations in the United Kingdom and optimism regarding a federal stimulus package. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 104 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 10 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 62 points. Beef production is forecast to decrease next year, with cyclically smaller cattle numbers and carcass weights retreating from record levels this year, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. At the same time, he says, beef trade is expected to improve with smaller beef imports and increased beef exports in the coming year. These will combine with decreased production to reduce per capita beef consumption in 2021. For this year, David Anderson, Extension Livestock Economist at Texas A&M University, says total beef production is on par with the same time last year. According to Anderson, steer and heifer slaughter is a little over 3% behind last year at this point, with total cow slaughter down 1.5%. Beef cow slaughter is up 2.5%, he says, while dairy cow slaughter is down 5.5% from a year ago. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Anderson adds that heavier fed steer and heifer carcass weights continue to support beef production despite less slaughter. Although beef production is projected lower next year, Peel says total red meat and poultry production is projected to increase to another new record level of 107.2 billion pounds, with increased pork and poultry production offsetting decreased beef production. However, Peel says, with strong meat exports offsetting increased production, domestic total meat consumption is projected to decrease to 222.1 pounds per capita, down from 225.3 pounds in 2020. He also emphasizes many factors may cause revisions to these forecasts, including the speed and effectiveness of controlling the ongoing pandemic, macroeconomic uncertainties in the U.S. and global economies, changing feed market conditions, currency exchange rates, and evolving trade policy, among others. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 9th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.